वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
a V and then it goes with the A. Otherwise you get an extra syllable and you run into a problem with the meter. Devesh vata nilesh nilinesha.
Devesh vata nilesh.
That's Sunday.
Vata.
Yeah, the it would be devesh, but the by the laws of Sanskrit joining, the U becomes a V. And then the V goes with the next letter. So, Devesh Vata Nilineshu. That way you get the right number of syllables and it all works.
Deveshata Nilineshu.
Devesh Vata Nilineshu.
Valya Varochana Purim.
Valya Varochana Purim.
Devadani
Madhishtaya
Vasam Ninye
Jagatrayam Vasam Ninye Jagatrayam
Deveshvata Nilineshu
Deveshvata Nilineshu
Valya Vayochana Purim
Valya Vayochana Purim Devadane Madhishtaya
Shanninye Jagatrayam
Shanninye Jagatrayam
Deveshvata Nilineshu
Deveshvata Nilineshu
Vale Vairochana Purim
Vale Vairochana Purim
Devadane Madhishtaya
Devadane Madhishtaya
When they disappeared.
My name disappeared.
Bali.
Bali.
Bali Maharaj.
Bali Maharaj.
Vairochana.
Vairochana.
The son of Vairochana.
The son of Vairochana.
Purim.
Purim.
The heavenly kingdom.
The heavenly kingdom.
Devadanim.
Devadanim.
Residence of the demigods.
Residence of the demigods.
Vishtaya.
Vishtaya.
Taking possession of.
Taking possession of.
Vasam.
Vasam.
Under control.
Under control.
Ninye.
Ninye.
Brought.
Brought.
Jagat Trayam.
Jagat Trayam.
The three worlds.
The three worlds.
Translation. When the demigods had disappeared, Bali Maharaj, the son of Vairochana, entered the heavenly kingdom, and from there he brought the three worlds under his control.
If you'd like to come closer, it makes my work easier. Om Gyan Timilam Tasya Genanjana Shalakaya Chakshun Yaditan Jina Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Jayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dhati Sapadantikam Pandeham Shri Gigal Shri Jatapada Kamala Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shri Shri Rupam Shadrashatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Stam Sagiram Shadvaitam Shavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Padana Shagana Dadita Sri Vishakam Tanstra He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vamsha Kolpataru Vyaschak Vasanto Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dittananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gopakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Deveshvata Nilineshu Balir Vairochana Purim Devatanim Adhishtaya Vasham Ninye Jagatrayam. The demigods were advised that you can't win. Bali has become powerful, and if you try to fight now, you'll be defeated. So you have no, it's pointless for you to fight. So you should simply go. So Nilineshu, they disappeared. Kamarupina, they were able to assume any forms that they wished. So they scattered and, as they say, made themselves scarce. And the son of Vairochana, Bali Maharaj, took charge of the abode of Indra and the heavenly kingdom and Vasham Ninye Jagatrayam. And this way he became the controller of the three worlds, the upper, the lower, and the middle planetary systems. He supplanted the demigods, and the demons took over under his leadership. Tam Vishva Jainam Shishyam Brigava Shishyavatsalaha Shatena Hayamedhanam Anuvritam Ayajayan. Someone read translation.
Vishva Jainam shishyam prigava shishyavatsala satena hayamedanam anubratam yajayani.
What do you think? Will this help?
Yeah.
Okay. Translation. The Brahmin descendants of Bhrigu, being very pleased with their disciple, would conquer the entire universe, now engaged him in performing 100 Ashvamedha sacrifices. Purport. We have seen in the dispute between Maharaj Prithu and Indra that when Maharaj Prithu wanted to perform 100 Ashvamedha yajnas, Indra wanted to impede him, for it is because of such great sacrifices that Indra was made king of heaven. Here the Brahmin descendants of Bhrigu decided that although Maharaj Bali was situated on the throne of Indra, he would not be able to stay there unless he performed such sacrifices. Therefore they advised Maharaj Bali to perform at least as many Ashvamedha yajnas as Indra. The word Ayajayan indicates that all the Brahmanas induced Bali Maharaj to perform such sacrifices.
Tam Vishvajayana. So Bali Maharaj became Vishvajayi. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna.
In the wrong one.
Wrong place.
Hare Krishna. Good. He became Vishvajayi, the conqueror of the whole universe. Upper, middle, and lower planetary systems means that's everything. He controlled everything. And the Bhrigava, descendants of Bhrigu, were very pleased with their disciple. Tam Vishvajayanam Shishyam Bhrigava Shishyavatsala. They were very pleased or affectionate to their disciple. So one may say that Bali Maharaj was the disciple of Shukracharya. So why is it mentioned here, Bhrigavatsala, Bhrigava Shishyavatsala, that the spiritual masters of Bali Maharaj became pleased? But they're all spiritual masters. He may have been particularly the disciple of Shukracharya, but the other descendants of Bhrigu also regarded him as their disciple and were therefore very satisfied with him. Just as sometimes if there's a hero, they'll say he's a great son of America. They don't say he's the son of John and Judy Smith. They say he's the great son of America, because everyone wants to take the credit and count him as a product of their country. Or if there's a hero in a sports team or in that way, then they'll all say, our man won. Mm-hmm. They all become, yes, proud that someone on our team has scored the goal that has led us to victory. So, Shishyavatsala, they were all pleased that our man, our demon, has emerged victorious. It may have been explicitly the, he may have been ex- particularly the disciple of Shukracharya, but all of the associates of Shukracharya or co-descendants of Bhrigu became pleased. They were not envious, oh, Shukracharya's disciple is taking charge. What about our disciple? They were pleased. He's also our disciple. Prabhupada mentioned that in regard to his success, that of course he wasn't talking about his predecessors, but he said that naturally all the other disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had cause for being pleased. And some of them in fact did express pleasure, others were less appreciative. But we can also imagine or understand how much the whole line of acharyas must have been pleased by Srila Prabhupada's accomplishments. Not only that, with a sectarian point of view, the descendant of such and such person, but the whole line is glorified. All the whole Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya is glorified, or the whole Vaishnav Sampradaya is glorified. Therefore, the Madhvites deserve to be pleased, the Ramanuja Sampradaya, they can be pleased, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami, because someone among the Vaishnavas has spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So they can all be pleased. In Chanakya Niti, it's said that if there's one fragrant flower, then the whole forest becomes fragrant. So in the same way, if there's one good son in the family, the whole family becomes glorified. The whole family becomes glorified. Even someone will say that my great-grandfather or my great-uncle or my this or that came over on the Mayflower or was a general in the American Revolution. Everyone will be proud to claim a connection with such a person, and his ancestors also become glorified. Just like the parents of Abraham Lincoln or George Washington, they're just another set of parents, but because they're the parents of George Washington or Abraham Lincoln, they become glorified. Everybody will say, she was the mother of Abraham Lincoln. So the whole family becomes glorified when there's one good son in the family. Or conversely, or the opposite way, if there's one bad son, then the whole family becomes disgraced. Just as if there's fire in the hollow of one tree, the whole forest can burn down. So if there's one bad son, it brings disgrace to the whole family. So the descendants of Bhrigu were all very pleased that our descendant, our shishya, our disciple, has defeated the demigods and emerged victorious. Vishvajayi, he's conquered the whole universe. So they were all very much pleased. And shatena hayamodhanam anuvratam ayajayan. They didn't want it to be a flash in the pan, a quick victory followed by a quick defeat. They wanted it to last. So they wanted to ensure that not only would he conquer, but he would stay. Prabhupada also said that he noted that when that Alexander the Great conquered India, and then pretty quickly lost it all, piece by piece, because he didn't have the forces, the infrastructure, everything needed to maintain what he'd conquered, or to maintain his control over what he'd conquered. So either he or his successors lost what he'd gained. So Prabhupada said, don't make me like Alexander the Great. That means don't lose what you've gained on my behalf, but maintain. In one sense, by maintaining is more difficult. Therefore, Lord Vishnu himself takes on the task of maintenance. By a show of passion, one may grab something. But if one doesn't have sufficient power to maintain, then it comes and goes. He gets it and he loses it. But when there's the power of maintenance or the grace of Lord Vishnu, then one can maintain. Otherwise, sometimes we see, you know, someone wins the heavyweight title and then, you know, a few months later he's lost it. Mm-hmm. But like, I think Muhammad Ali, he maintained the title for quite an extended time. So he was, you know, the man to beat. He was quite somebody, because he not only got the title, but he kept the title for quite a number of years. And so many examples can be given of gaining and holding on rather than gaining and quickly losing. So the Brahmin descendants of Bhrigu they were pleased that their disciple had gained the three worlds, and they didn't want him to lose it. So Ayajian, they engaged him in sacrifice. This is one of the functions of a Brahmin. Patan patan yajan yajan danavit pratigraha. Patan, he's learned, and patan, he teaches others. Brahmin's business is to teach. So he makes others learned, or he distributes knowledge to others. He's not satisfied, I have knowledge. The person who's satisfied with his own knowledge finds that his knowledge gradually disappears, like water kept in a cracked pot, Bhagavatam says. So, patan patan, he becomes learned and he distributes wisdom, learning, knowledge to others, makes others learned. And yajan, yajan, he performs sacrifice, and he engages others in sacrifice. By sacrifice, what is that? Kutonya kuru sattama, ayagyasya kutonya kuru sattama, nayam
lokosti.
Yeah, what is that?
Nayam lokos.
Nayam lokosti naparo. No. Nayam lokosti yagyasya kutonya kuru sattama. The person who doesn't perform yagya isn't happy even in this life, and what to speak of the next. Nayam yagyosti.
Nayam lokosti.
Nayam lokosti. Nayam loka asti. Ayagyasya. For the person who doesn't perform sacrifice, there's no happiness in this world. Kuton anya. And what to speak of the next world. So, knowing this, the wise persons perform sacrifice. In the Kali Yuga, mm, Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishna Sangopangastra Parshanam Yajnai Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedasa. Those who are intelligent, Sumedasa, in the Kali Yuga, perform, worship the personality of Godhead who appears in golden form by performing Sankirtan Yajna. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishna Sangopangastra Parshanam Yajnai Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedasa. In previous ages, they performed other kinds of sacrifices. Gometa Yajna, Ashrameta Yajna. What is that? Anyway, so many yajnas that they would perform. With the help of learned Brahmins and distribution of so much charity and gold and pouring so much ghee into the fire and huge arrangements. But in the next age, that became infeasible, and therefore they had the Kriteya Jayato Vishnu. First they had, actually that was Kriteya Jayato Vishnu Tretayam Yajato Makar. This is Treta Yuga, sacrifices. Such a yuga, it's just meditation. You don't have to do anything external. It's all in the mind. And they described in Bhagavad Gita, pranan prane shujuvati. That's a sacrifice also. You offer the incoming breath into the outgoing breath, the outgoing breath into the incoming breath. That's also sacrifice in the fourth chapter. And they would do meditation. Then Treta Yuga, big sacrifices. Then Dwapara Yuga, Dwapara Pracharyayan, temple worship. And Kalotad Hari Kirtanat. In Kali Yuga, Hari Sankirtan. Yadapnoti Tadapnoti Kalo Sankirtakeshama. Whatever benefits one could get in previous ages by other forms of sacrifice, one can get in the Kali Yuga by Keshava Sankirtan, chanting of the holy name of Krishna. So, Tadvidhi Pranipatena Pariprashnena Sevaya Upadekshanti Tekyanam Kyaninas Tattvadarshana. Therefore, one has to be enlightened by the Tattvadarshi, so that one can see the truth and know what kind of sacrifice to perform and for what purpose. People also perform sometimes sacrifices for some material purpose. They fast to drive to get some political advantage, or they undergo other kinds of voluntary trouble to get some temporary result. So one should be guided by a bona fide spiritual master, so that first of all he'll be guided to the right goal, and second of all he'll have the right means to achieve it. In the discussion between Ramanand Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these were the two subject matters that were discussed. What is sadhana and what is sadhya? Sadhya means the goal that you want to achieve. And sadhana means the way that you want to achieve it. This is like a razor. You can cut to the essence. Meet anybody who says, I'm following such and such, I'm following such and such, or I practice this, or I practice that. I believe in this. Two questions. What's your goal? What's your means? You cut to the quick. You don't have to know all about what clothes they wear and which direction they bow in or how many times a day they offer prayers. What's your goal? What's your means? Those were the two questions. What's the sadhya and what's the sadhana? So the the goal is to be engaged. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, Mama Janmani Janmani Shure Pavatad Bhakti Roy Taki Toi. I just want to be engaged in your service. That's the goal. And what's the means? Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Eva Keva. Kulo Nastyeva, 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 Katira Nita. So the Brahmins, to strengthen the position of Bali Maharaj, wanted to engage him in sacrifice. At the time or in the context, the method would have been the Ashwamedha Yajna. 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas. That's like the, you know, if you do 100, you're in. So therefore, Indra was trying to block Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj was also performing sacrifices, and Indra was getting increasingly anxious. Then when it got to 99, he was really disturbed. So then he stole the horse that was meant for sacrifice. In this way, things were going on. Don't let him get to 100, then he'll win the game. So here also, the Bali Maharaj was advised by learned Brahmins, don't just get in there, stay there. So for that, perform these 100 sacrifices. So they performed their duty as Brahmins, patan patan yajan, yajan yajan, and dana pratigraha. Dana means to give, accept charity, and pratigraha, to give charity and accept charity. This is also the engagement of the Brahmins. The Kshatriyas don't accept charity, they tax. And the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas, they do business. But the Brahmins don't tax and they don't do business. They teach, they engage others in sacrifice, and they accept some charity. And they don't just hoard what they get when there's an excess or overabundance, super sufficiency, and they distribute also. And in that way they teach others the value of charity. Yajna dana tapas chaiva pavanani manishina. Yajna and charity and yajna dana tapa and austerity are purifying even for learned men. Yajna dana tapas chaiva pavanani manishina. So they set the example. When they get charity, they don't hold on to it. Now, see how much I got in charity. I got this much more. I got this much more. That's the business of the demons. What is that, Punar? Punar Dhanam? Yes, yet. In the 16th chapter, it said, today I've got this much by my schemes and plans, and in the future I'll get more, and my wealth will grow. So he's looking and seeing his bank balance growing, and he's growing, he's prospering. I grow, I prosper. This is the mentality of the demons. They see their cash or possessions increasing, and they think that now we're really something. But, and of course, ityo jnana vimohita, in this way they're bewildered by illusion. It will all be finished. And even now, it's not a source of happiness. They get it, and now what do they get for it? They have to get more anxiety because they have to work harder to protect it. They have to give here, give there, give here, give there. And they can't eat it. So in this life also, it doesn't make them actually happy. And finally, it will be finished. And all they'll get is the sinful reactions for the black means they used to get it. So the Brahmins don't accumulate capital for sense enjoyment. Dana, they accept charity, and pratigraha, they give charity also. Not keeping, keeping, keeping. Because they know that Krishna will provide. What is that? Rakshasyati divishvasho varanam tata. They, Krishna will maintain me. Bhoktritvayamna varanam tata. Like that. Krishna will protect me, Krishna will maintain me, so I don't have to stock, I don't have to hoard. Krishna will provide, he provided today, he'll provide tomorrow. So they don't stock up. They accept as much as they need, and the rest they distribute. So in that way they become more powerful than the Kshatriyas. The Kshatriyas tax and accumulate. The Brahmins, by their austerity and by their detachment, become more powerful even than the Kshatriyas. But their goal is not simply to become powerful. Their goal is finally, in the ultimate stage, to be engaged in the devotional service of Krishna. Therefore, we find that when Bali Maharaj gave away everything, he became the richest man. Because he got devotional service, pure devotional service to Krishna. Okay, some questions.
It's like a shared anatta. Like even in India, like when the laborer, you pay them a little, even you give them a little raise. They don't come to work the next day because they say, you know, we have enough for today and tomorrow. Like, you know, Miranand will come again. Like, even that sense of...
What's your point?
Like what you said, like, you're detached. Just Krishna provided today, he'll provide tomorrow.
That's a little different. He's stocked up enough for 2 days. It's kind of the opposite. It's like, I worked yesterday, I got enough for 2 days, so today I won't work. Person in the mode of goodness who works anyway. It's my duty to work. And if I get more, I can distribute more, or I can... But he doesn't think, well, I got enough, I can sleep in today. I distributed double my quota of books today. Tomorrow I can sleep in. I think so. Now I'm ahead, I can still do more.
I was wondering, is it possible to actually practice this way, like I have that move of the brahmanas, day by day. Here, for instance, we, you know, I guess an example would be our boga situation. We kind of just stock up on things, and it'll carry us sometimes a few days, sometimes throughout a week, so on and so forth. But day by day, it seems to be impractical.
Of course, when you're running an institution, it may be a little different. but an individual can go day by day. If he's convinced, then all right, I got this much. Even like Chanakya Pandit, he was the prime minister of Maharaj Chandragupta. But he was a Brahmin. So although he was the prime minister, he was living in a hut. And on one occasion, then the king became powerful and really well established by following Chanakya's advice. But at one point, he questioned Chanakya's advice. So Chanakya left. He didn't calculate that, wait a second, the king is maintaining me. I've got a hut to live in, I've got food to eat because of the king. If I leave my post, then what? He left. That's Brahman. What is that? Yadrichcha labha santushto. He's satisfied with gain that comes of its own accord. He knows that by Krishna's arrangement, this has come. So he's not stuck that I have to perform these irreligious activities or something against my conscience or whatever it is, because after all, I have to eat. That's the mentality of the mule. Mm-hmm. The mule thinks that I have to keep working for this washerman or for whoever it is because he feeds me. And he's too stupid to see that on the left side of the road, the same vegetables are growing. On the right-hand side of the road, the same vegetables are growing. No, the washerman is feeding me. I have to carry this load. So the modern education trains people to become like asses. If I didn't work for this corporation, if I didn't work for this boss, how would I live? And maybe the question is, how would I live in New York City? But one answer is that, look all around, all on the outskirts of New York City, there's land. Okay, a little expensive on the outskirts. You go far enough, there's land. And from the land, you and on that, here you're paying $2,000 a month for half a bathroom. And you can, you go out, and $2,000 a month buys you a 5-room house. So why do I have to live in New York? Even our Sajisuta Prabhu, who's a very intelligent businessman, he had his offices in New York for his record company. But he thought, why should I do this? I have to spend so much just for space to operate from, and my employees all need so much money because they have to rent, pay so much rent. So he moved away, and for a fraction of what he was paying, he got a big space and nice house, and his employees are nicely situated. Because just by thinking, well, what do I need to be in New York for? But now I have to be in New York. I have to be in New York. Yeah. You know, why do you have to be in New York? Oh, because the money is in New York, but all the expenses are in New York also. Huh. Well, Prabhupada's philosophy was, live simply. Krishna's giving land. You use the land properly, you'll get your food, you have a place to stay. You've solved your main problems. Use your balanced time for Krishna consciousness. Not thinking, if I don't work for these people, how will I live? How will I live? How will I pay the rent? How will I pay this? How will I pay that? They're all caught in a little constricted mentality. I have to stay in the cage and keep this wheel going. And then thinking outside the box means thinking about the next box. But in this way, the Brahmins, they actually had this mentality. You read about Sudama Vipra, he didn't have, he had hardly enough to maintain himself, but still, he somehow were going on. Sometimes even if you make big, big plans, you still wind up with nothing. Right? They make all arrangements and life insurance and that insurance and this hedge fund and this and this, these investments, and they get wiped out anyway. So, better to be simple, depend on Krishna. That's Brahman. Something else.
How does the holy name, why does it lose efficacy in previous ages? You think that
it doesn't lose efficacy in previous ages. It's always efficacious. It doesn't, Abhinnata Namanamino, Krishna doesn't lose efficacy, doesn't lose power in any age. He's always Krishna. Holy name is always.
So why are these other?
Some recommendation, we want you to do this, we want you to do that. But the holy name will always be effective. It's not less powerful in other ages. And even in, when you're doing sacrifice, when you're doing dhyan, it has to be Vishnu. Om Tad Vishnu, but you have to do Om. You have to chant the holy name of the Lord. You have to offer to Vishnu. The method of approach may differ, or Jayate Vishnu. You have to meditate on Vishnu. And even then they would chant the holy name. But in the Kali Yuga, Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva. There's nothing else you can do but chant the holy name. Yes?
Getting people to, you know, give a donation for the books and not just giving to them, like engaging them in the yoga.
Yeah. They've given something, they've worked hard, and now they've given some money. Swapamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. That contribution is their investment in eternity. It's Vaisheshika Prabhu likes to say, give a donation, it'll help you understand the book.
Wow.
And people somehow understand that, you know, it's like, that's like a deep concept, but somehow people get it. They give a contribution, it helps you better understand, it'll help you understand the book. And it's true. Because they've given a contribution, it helps qualify them. They've become a little purified. Or if nothing else, they think, well, I gave some money, I might as well read it.
Yeah.
And that's their a sense of possessiveness. When you pay for something, it's your possession. I paid good money for this. So now they possess Krishna. Mm-hmm. And they possess transcendental knowledge. Maybe they haven't penetrated, they don't fully understand what they've got. But they have this sense that this is mine. Or anyway, I paid for it. And then let me read it. And Prabhupada said if they read even one line, their whole life can change. So therefore Prabhupada encouraged us that we don't just give the books away, but take some contribution. Maybe more, maybe less. We've seen that even bums somehow have the capability to dig in their pocket and give something. else. They become fortunate.
And like, there's this one person on the subway. He's always like, you know, soliciting for donations and begging people. Like, he always has a limp. Every time he sees us, he leaves a donation. I've seen him like beg on the train. And he comes and he like drops whatever coins he's got in our box.
Well. And guys with fat wallets won't give. I mean, some will, but you get a guy with a fat wallet and he can't part with a penny. And here's a beggar and he's giving contribution. That means he's more fortunate than the rich man. Okay, yes.
So by giving everything, Bali Maharaj became even more glorious.
I missed the beginning. Tell
by
me.
Giving everything, Bali Maharaj became even more glorious.
Yeah, when he it's mentioned here, he took possession of the three worlds, but that's not what his reputation is built on. That's not what's made him famous. He didn't become a Mahajan by conquering the three worlds. But when he gave everything to Vamadeva, then he became eternally glorious. Thank you. Hare Krishna.